Graham laid out her plans Thursday in a YouTube video to her supporters. She says she's been hard at work for her constituents, but she says the Florida legislature and the courts have been busy too.
Redrawing and dividing up North Florida and the district I represent, turning what was an example of a fair district into two partisan districts. Our state government is just dysfunctional, and this causes me to rethink how I can best serve the people of North Florida and our state. Floridians are hungry for new leadership, and I'm so excited to tell you first that I'm seriously considering running for governor in 2018.
The decision is not unexpected. A redrawn Congressional District 2 now favors a Republican, and four of them, plus a Libertarian, are already running. Graham had also repeatedly told reporters she'd make her plans known after the courts decided on a challenge to the congressional districts. And earlier in the week, a federal court upheld those new lines. In her video message, Graham touts her achievements.
One hug at a time, I've built friendships with members on both sides of the aisle. I've helped pass common sense reforms, fought to clean up Congress, and rallied the Florida delegation and the local community to save the Apalachicola Bay.
I understand Congresswoman Graham's choice. I think she had a short time in office, shorter than I would have liked. She's done a great job. And I'm glad she's thinking about other options going forward.
That's Leon County Commissioner Kristen Dozier. She believes there's a need for a stronger push from the Florida Democratic Party to cultivate candidates for local and state offices. But while Dozier takes a long view, many of the issues Graham views as achievements, like working across the aisle with Republicans, have rubbed other Democrats the wrong way. They've criticized her votes in favor of the Keystone XL oil pipeline and also a bill that would have loosened regulations for large banks. It's this balancing act that Graham has called the North Florida Way. Longtime Leon County Democratic observer Brian Lupiani says Graham could have a difficult road to the Florida governor's mansion. Unlike her father, former governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham, Gwen Graham is not that widely known statewide.
You know, the flip side of the name recognition is that it only works with longtime Floridians at this point. Yeah, especially as a percentage is getting smaller all the time. And again, she's from, you know, she made some headlines when she beat Steve Sutherland. But, you know, that's, I don't know that the rest of the state knows her very well.
If Graham decides to run for governor in 2018, she could face off with State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. He's also interested in that job. Graham has about $2 million in her campaign account, while Putnam has more than $4 million, and he's already won a statewide race. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.